30 degrees in Brantford, 28 in Hamilton. It's 29 in Kitchener-Waterloo. The Canadian dollar today trading at 72.43 cents U.S. The TSX losing 10 points today, closing out the day and the week at 27,905. I'm Brian Sylvester. Some breaking news this afternoon. Grand Erie Public Health is investigating after a rabies-positive bat was found at Creative Minds Daycare in Brantford. Parents and caregivers were given notice and provided with information about post-exposure precautions. Grand Erie Public Health says all individuals who had direct contact with the bat have been identified and contacted by the health unit. They have been advised to receive post-exposure prophylaxis to prevent infection. Out of an abundance of caution, Creative Minds Daycare will remain closed until Grand Erie Public Health has fully inspected the facility and confirmed no other bats are present. The union representing 10,000 Air Canada pilots says 59% of Canadians believe the federal government should respect flight attendants' right to take job action, even if it causes travel disruptions. The Air Canada component of QP has released new polling by Abacus Data, which surveyed 1,500 respondents. It found 88% of Canadians believe flight attendants should be paid for all work-related duties, a key sticking point in negotiations that has led to the impasse. Air Canada flight attendants could walk off the job just shortly after 1 a.m. Eastern if a deal between the airline and the union is not reached at the 11th hour, resulting in a complete work stoppage. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have met in Alaska for a high-stakes summit that will determine the future path of the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was not invited. Both Trump and Putin got into the back seat of the armored presidential limousine, chatting with each other and smiling. The mayor of Brampton says he plans to follow the province's lead in requiring public servants to return to in-office work on a full-time basis. Mayor Patrick Brown says city employees will be required to be in the office 4 days a week starting October 20th before it increases to 5 days a week by January 5th. Brown told a Toronto radio show this morning the province's decision was long overdue and that in-office work is better for productivity. One public service union is encouraging workers to sign a petition it published this morning asking the Ontario government to reconsider its decision. The Toronto Blue Jays open a three-game set against Texas tonight at Rogers Centre. Toronto is coming off a 2-1 win over the Chicago Cubs last night, and they now sit five games ahead of Boston atop the AL East. CFL tonight, Toronto visits Edmonton. Saturday, Hamilton is at Saskatchewan. Light 92 weather, a clear evening ahead, 15 overnight. Saturday, sunshine, the high 32. Sunday, some sun, some cloud, the chance of showers, and a high of 28. Right now, in Brantford, it's 30 degrees, 28. In Hamilton, 29 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.